Fellow Christians, Christianity today spotlights the question that died. The question that died. It has been reported that 67% of non-worshiping Americans never ask, if you were to die tonight, do you know for sure that you would go to heaven? Just where he would be placed in those percentages, the man hanging on a cross, either right or left of our Lord that day, this dying criminal was groping for an answer to that question Christianity today says has died in our culture. So poignant was his own mortality. Body suspended on a crude, splintering cross piece, attached to an upright, staked on a dusty hill in the blazing sun, every nerve in his body aflame with pain. Not as extreme, certainly, as the cross or crucifixion. Nevertheless, you know, it only takes a birthday, a retirement day, a crushing terminal illness, and mortality is suddenly poignant for us all. The spotlight, however, this morning is on this one poor mortal punished in a capital way for his crimes, and that on a cross, his peer in this ugly business of crime with its unglorious end, had joined that throng from hell, voices of mockers and the cynical soldiers, directing their attack at the one on that middle cross. Are you not the Christ? If so, save yourself and us. And he went on and on with the attack. Such abuse and reviling of the man from Nazareth could not go unanswered. With a throaty shriek of righteous anger, a challenge. Do you not know? Do you not fear Christ? Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? Do you not fear God? I do. Yes, I do, since we are receiving the just reward for our deeds, but this man has done nothing wrong. From a dying man quivering in his mortality, an outburst, a defense, a confession, a prayer. Jesus, oh Jesus, remember me. Somehow this desperate dying man says what we need to say, and hopefully what we want to say, confesses, as we know, must be our confession. For mortality, death has befallen us for reason, just cause, that we have sinned. And if it be not a cross, it may be lingering in a hospice. It may be a road accident, or it may be a heart arrest. We have it coming. We have it coming, that just reward for our deeds and our thoughts and our passions, and for our very sin-saturated selves. Jesus, remember us. And so this Lent, we are with a perishing criminal, verily in that scene, and in the words of the hymn writer, drawn to the cross, which thou hast blessed with healing gifts for souls distressed, to find in thee our life, our rest. Christ crucified, we come. And Jesus, in his dying woes, Jesus, deeply moved, nary a sinner ever did he refuse or turn away. The woman of Samaria, a life scarred with adultery, divorce. The cripple let down from the parted thatch of that roof in Capernaum. A man tortured within, linking those gnarled legs perhaps with some sin or some guilt. Or Peter on his knees before the Lord pleading, I am a sinful man. For these sinners and for all, the ear of a good pastor, Jesus, the heart of the good shepherd, Jesus. On that central cross, and as you exit the chapel this morning, there is a photo of a replica, much more realistic than our romanticized crucifixions in art, for you to view. For on that cross, Jesus' bleeding head, anguished face, the Lord turns slightly and speaks. He speaks, strength waning, life ebbing away. A time for him to be for himself, yes, understandably. And yet Jesus, in that hour, finds time and heart and ministry for this poor sinner, so very much afraid. And Jesus said to him, today, you will be with me in paradise. Paradise. Our Lord brings forth all of the truth and the promise and the hope and the joy from that great word, chapter 25, Isaiah's prophecy, read by Andrew a moment ago. As Isaiah tells it, coming is that eschatological day, like a prime celebration, a banquet feast of the finest food and the finest wine, figurative for the time when in the power of God's forgiveness of sins, of all sins, for Jesus' sake, that heavy shroud of mortality, death, befallen all of us, will be lifted forever. And the saved, the redeemed, freely indulging in such joy that cannot be known yet, as sinners we are. But in that day, the joy of God, absorption to God, the God who he is, the God of our salvation, and all happening according to the Father's plan, and by his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by his cross and from his empty tomb. Were you there when they crucified my Lord, pines the old hymn? Were you there? Blessed season Lent, we are there. The question dying lives, answered by a word, Jesus speaking to a repentant poor mortal, and to every penitent here, today you will be with me in paradise. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, remember us as you remembered our unnamed fellow sinner, dying with you on his cross that day. Remember us, Jesus, and turn our dying and our death to life. Life with the saints gone before us, life with you and the Father and the Holy Spirit in your kingdom. Jesus, remember and bless and keep us evermore. Amen.